And who do I see? I see Robert Francis O'Rourke screaming, which is why I call him Method O'Rourke. The guy looks like he's on meth every single day because he's waving his arms around, he's sweaty, and he's incoherent with his thoughts. But Method O'Rourke is on there saying, we have a recession, and we have to stop this evil president, blah, blah, blah. He's doing it. Kamala Harris is doing it. Gillibrand's doing it. Booker's doing it. They're all cheering on the idea of a recession. Why? It's the only, legitimately the only way they can beat Trump in 2020. No other way. And as Mike Church of the Mike Church Show, which goes from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, has said, even with the recession, that's no guarantee that they would actually beat him. So they have to be careful, and they'll let Robert Francis O'Rourke rant and rave. The guy's polling less than 2%, even though he's standing on the back of dead El Pasoans, and even though he's trying to make this all, he is like a grown-up David Hogg. All he is talking about is about guns. Guns, guns, guns. But this is talking about how... who is it? It says Democrats see an opening but resist cheering the recession. There's only one person they're talking about here. There's only one person, and that's Joe. That's shifty Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden thinks he's going to be the nominee. And if you listen to Mike Church, the Mike Church Show, who's had 20 plus years of experience watching politics, tracking politics, his predictions are pretty solid and spot on. He's predicting that, sleepy, silky Joe is going to make it as the nominee. I'm deciding to be a little bit of an outlier. I think Kamala Harris and Labuda is going to be the ticket, but nah, it's probably going to be Joe. But I'm sticking with my guns. But do you see how Joe is not going to get himself on tape cheering for a recession? Because that's just a shrewd political move. But that's also why he faces a little bit more of an uphill climb in the Democratic Party. Because the Democratic base that they're trying to appeal to right now is one of instant gratification. One of complete and utter instant gratification. They want to hear that Trump is an idiot. They want to hear Orange Man bad. They want to hear gun buyback. They want to hear the economy's crashing because of Trump. They want to hear that he's a racist. They need to have their emotions validated. Because that's all they work on. They work on emotion. So they need to hear this from their quote-unquote leaders every single time that Trump is an idiot and that the recession is coming because of Trump and all the reasons that they hate Trump, that it validates them. Because these people are legitimately mentally ill. People are still on Twitter whining about Sean Spicer being on Dancing with the Stars and how it is ruining their life. These people, it is Trump derangement syndrome. Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Silky Joe is still operating under the old Democratic handbook. You know, let's try to be a little more moderate. Let's try to just offer, let's try to run almost as a conservative, but with some slightly things like we'll talk about feelings and how everybody pretty much take Lizzie Rizzi's tweets about Democrats and just apply that. That's the Democratic. Helping the working poor and helping the working and feeding the poor and blah, blah, blah. Joe is not as extreme as Harris, as O'Rourke, as Booker, because he's in the lead. So he's not going to cheer on a recession because he's thinking in the long term, if I am or when I am the nominee, I'm going to make sure there's not that. I mean, there's already enough of stuff on tape with Joe. There's always enough. But he doesn't want to add to the fire, which is why they're saying Democrats are, but it's really Joe Biden, because there are other Democrats today cheering on and hoping for a recession.